to Universal Time. Stay tuned for Daybreak Africa coming up after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Russia says it will halt firing around the Syrian city Aleppo for 3 hours each day so humanitarian aid can be delivered. Beginning Thursday, Russia said it would halt airstrikes and artillery attacks from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. The news welcomed by UN Humanitarian Chief Stephen O'Brien, although he suggested more time would be needed.
At all times, I will look at any kind of suggestion which enables humanitarian aid to be delivered. That's my only priority, and I'm only interested in meeting the needs as they are. To meet that capacity of need, you need two lanes, and you need to have about 48 hours to get sufficient trucks in.
O'Brien said more than 2 million in and around Aleppo have no access to running water or electricity. The city is split into government-controlled and rebel-held districts. Friday, a rebel coalition launched an offensive to break a 3-week government siege of its sectors, opening a safe corridor allowing the flow of some goods and people. Zambians go to the polls Thursday to elect a new president and legislature. The front runners are incumbent Edgar Lungu of the ruling Patriotic Front and his main rival, Hakainde Hichilema of the United Party for National Development. They're both confident of victory. The campaign has been marred by violence. Lee Habasonde is a political analyst at Zambia University.
We are walking on the knife edge, and we hope and pray that things will go well, because if you want to understand, in this country, violence during election has not really been very intense.
Mr. Lungu narrowly won a snap election against Hichilema 18 months ago, a ballot Hichilema said was marred by fraud. If neither side wins a simple majority, there will be a second round. The country's election information center said at least three have been killed in campaign violence. This is VOA News.